In a statement issued yesterday, the U.S. Embassy in South Sudan condemned the looting of U.S. government-funded food and nutrition commodities during the intercommunal violence in neighboring counties of Warabi State. The U.S. Embassy urged the South Sudan government to, quote, investigate and persecute in full accordance with the rule of law and South Sudan's international human rights obligations, perpetrators of the violence and criminal looting of assistance, end quote. State authorities say the violence erupted last Thursday when an unidentified young man stole cattle from Luanjang area in Tony East County and escaped in the direction of Marialo village in Tony North County. They say the young man from Luanjang tried to pursue the raiders but fell into the ambush. The cattle raid touched off days of violence that continued through Monday when armed young men burned down nearly all the huts in Marialo village, along with the Marialo Market, the local hospital, and the girls' boarding school, according to the state officials. Authorities say people who were shot during the fighting have nowhere to go for medical treatment because the only hospital in the area was looted and the health workers fled for safety. Warabi State Information Minister Ring Deng Ading says a day after the violence started, officials sent Tony North County Commissioner Kuala Khan and Tony North County Executive Director Ayom Makir home from Warab, where they were attending a meeting. Ading says security forces were also dispatched to the area to protect the villagers and their property.
So far, there is no fighting since yesterday up to now. So people are calm. But the casualties, on Saturday, there was 5 people from Tony North were killed and 9 people from Tony East were killed.
South Sudan in Focus could not independently verify the number of casualties. Deng says Warabi State Governor Alewa Ayanya Aleu plans to visit Tony North and Tony East counties to talk to investigators and figure out what led to the week of violence. Deng assured local citizens that the suspects will be arrested and charged in a court of law. He also called on the aid agencies to provide emergency assistance to the displaced, who he says have spent more than 4 days hiding in the bush.
So I would like to pass my message to all humanitarians to intervene to help those people who are displaced, to give them shelters and food and medicine, because Marialo was the main hospital in Greater Barbados, but now since the people destroyed.
The U.S. Embassy statement notes the area is already facing what it calls catastrophic levels of food insecurity and says it now will have even less food assistance available, potentially leading to loss of life. Marialo Hospital Administrator Martin Kual accused gunmen from Luanjang community of Tony East County of looting medicine and equipment from the health facility.
We are left with nothing. In my office, for example, they have beaten up all the computers, the printers, and everything in the house. In the villages, in the houses, everything is looted. And actually, when they overwhelmed the youth, they were left to loot everything and no one has to rescue the situation. As I'm speaking to you, the warehouse is empty, WFP warehouse. There is no single grain. All has been taken.
Kual says the armed youth looted food and mattresses from the Komboni girls' boarding primary school. He said Tuesday that Tony North residents fear the armed youth from Luanjang community will return and carry out a revenge attack.
When I came this morning, I had to wait for a few armed youth. They escorted us, me and the only doctor who is left behind, Dr. Lual Madao, to actually assess whether we can get some few medicine, because when they heard that the hospital administrator ran to the village with one of the doctors, we were told they came at the border. As I'm talking to you, we are being surrounded by armed youth for the fear that there can be any attack.
Tony East County Commissioner John Denkok denies any armed men from his area looted a hospital or burned huts in Marialo. Cook says Tony North authorities are exaggerating the level of violence that took place over the last 6 days.
The only incident of vehicles and the warehouse outside, the hospital, the main hospital, now and in the market. The looting happened, but this is uncontrolled because always when they fight, they have to carry on that. the owner from Maria Long, who were burned by the bullet, went on revenge to burn other houses. Yesterday at night, they burned three villages in Choi East. They burned a place called Myongjai, also burned Kodugwer.
Armed young men from Tony North and Tony East counties have repeatedly clashed with each other over the past year, killing dozens of people. In December last year, seven people were killed and several others injured during several days of intercommunal clashes in Tony North County. In August, witnesses said at least 80 people were killed and more than 90 others were injured in clashes involving soldiers and civilians in Tony East County when South Sudan troops began disarming civilians. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.